This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, we got a lot of comments yesterday, and I can't remember what my favorite one was, but it was like Nickel Hinder Friedback or something. And I was like, yeah, you guys get it.
Mm-hmm.
Name your favorite 80s, 90s rock band.
Divorced Dad Rock.
And have them sing this. No!
Are you okay?
No!
News!
No!
News!
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Can you take me higher?
Did they also do Lips of an Angel?
Bono Man! Hinder? Hinder did that.
Yeah.
Not Creed.
Yeah.
Creed did. Oh. With arms wide open.
Don't you... I know my creed. Okay?
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm...
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Some controversy coming out of Google's Super Bowl commercial as they're kind of showing their new Gemini AI product I'm sure if you have Gmail or whatever, you've seen the little pop-up come up that's like, hey.
They are just in my butt.
They are, yes. Trying to like use Gemini.
I got it. You've got an AI thing. Relax.
Yeah, so they planned this Super Bowl ad, and in the ad they were showing like how the AI works, and then the little thing popped up and it said, Gouda cheese accounts for 50 to 60% of world's cheese consumption. And sleuths all over the world went, that's not accurate at all. No, but we don't eat that much Gouda cheese. In fact, mozzarella, cheddar is way up
way
there.
Yeah,
Gouda.
Way up there. So I love me a Gouda, but it's not.
So people kind of petitioned and were like, hey, Google, you're showing your AI showing a wrong answer in your commercial.
Yeah,
you should change
smart.
It. And at first, Google went, no, we're fine. And then there was enough pressure that they've actually changed the commercial. So does AI work? Stay tuned for more.
I mean, it is kind of smart of Google to do that because...
They got everybody talking.
They got everyone talking. They got everyone going to Google to look it up.
So maybe a conspiracy.
They might have done this on purpose.
Yeah.
They're manipulating us.
Yeah.
Mm, huh. Yeah. Okay.
Well played, Google.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You know it's bad when Taylor Swift says that she feels manipulated.
Ooh.
The Easter egg queen, the mastermind herself, said that she feels manipulated by Blake Lively.
Blake is going down.
So down. Her and Ryan. It's trash now.
It's going to take Ryan down. And nobody loves Ryan Reynolds more than me.
Yeah.
Although, have you ever gotten suckered in where you're like, Ryan Reynolds, has he made a bad movie? Yes.
Yes, he has. Yes. Greenland. Yep.
And also The Six Underground or something. It's a Netflix thing you're watching. This is going to improve because it's got Ryan. It doesn't. If you start it and you're like, it could get better. It just, let me help you.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
See, I always liked Ryan Reynolds. His makes me sound like every hipster D-bag ever, but it's like, I liked his older stuff before. Like, he was in Waiting and he was Van
before
Wilder.
He
was just like funny.
Cool.
And then he was like, now I'm an action hero. And it was like, I thought you were just funny.
But he's a funny action hero, but I get it.
Yeah, it never connected for me. Yeah, I am.
Did you see, as long as it's like, this is your story, but like now even her PR firm is suing her.
Yeah.
For like libel or slander or something. It's like,
because it's gotten so bad.
Blake, what are you doing?
Yeah, defamation.
This trial is over a year away. Is there a way that it could just not go to trial? Like, do you think there's a way that her and Ryan just go like, Yeah, we are bad. Mm-hmm. Like they're gonna have to do that.
Yeah.
I've been seeing on the TV, people are showing the pictures of Taylor and Blake. Was it the Super Bowl last year where they were all together watching it and stuff? And they're like, who would have thought a year from then that their friendship would be over? They'd be suing
Taylor's
each other,
like, the godmother to one, if not a couple of their kids.
Like, really?
Yeah.
And she feels like they used her as a pawn in this game.
Blake called her one of her dragons because she texted Justin saying, like, I'm Khaleesi. This is from Game of Thrones. I don't know if you're going to understand.
I won't, but keep going.
She was like, I'm Khaleesi and I have dragons, referring to Taylor and Ryan as a threatening thing. And then she invited them over to surprise.
She's cuckoo.
Yeah, she is. Mm. Absolutely.
I have some dragons too. Slacker and Aaron, right? You would take a lawsuit for me?
We can both do it.
Okay.
Good evening. Good evening. Some shocking financial news from the Slacker Show. A recent study shows that a surprising number of Americans that are in serious relationships have no idea how much their partner makes.
Really?
1 in 10 Americans say they have no idea what their partner's salary is, and they have separate bank accounts. That's the most common. 34% of couples have separate bank accounts.
You don't even...
But 10% don't even know.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Shocking news. Yeah, but we break it to you here on the Slacker.
Did you know that I would hit that every time you say the word shocking news?
I didn't, no.
Does it count when you say shocking news?
Yes, it does. It doesn't matter who says. In fact, even if you text in right now,
someone said it.
Oh.
Talk to your partners, please.
Less. So I bet you AAC doesn't know what you make.
She can't. She would leave me.
It's like the microscope thing. Uh-huh. She's like, I can't even see it.
Right.
Good evening. Good evening. Ozzy Osbourne announced his final concert on July 5th in Birmingham.
Birmingham, is it?
Yeah. With Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Slash, Duff from Guns N' Roses, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Hailstorm, and other metal icons. So who wants to book a ticket?
Mm.
All the bats
I heard
in the area have scattered. He's back.
I have heard Ozzy's playing as well. Like, solo.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Ozzy's going to open for the band he's playing in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So Ozzy's going to do some solo stuff, and then Black Sabbath is going to play
as the final
thing. So it's going to be huge. Do you know the song they're closing with?
Can you? Oh, dang it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.